When it comes to dog food and treats, you want something natural. A dog food or special reward that feeds great is made here in the USA and helps your best friend live a long and healthy life. That's what you get with Country Vet Naturals, natural goodness in every bag. And for those of you who want grain-free, they have that too. Country Vet Naturals, now available in the Des Moines Metro. Learn more at countryvetnaturals.com. Country Vet Naturals, loved by pets, trusted by owners.
The Business News Hour is supported by the Certified Public Accountants at Shaw & Desmond, looking beyond the numbers for you and your business. ShawAndDesmond.com and Insight Advertising, connecting businesses with consumers at InsightCubed.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Let's find out what happened today on Wall Street. Stocks ended sharply higher this afternoon as President Donald Trump clarified his position on a possible missile attack in Syria and after bank shares popped ahead of earnings. The Dow gained 293 points, with Intel leading the index higher. S&P 500 rose by 0.8% as financials added 1.8% to the S&P. NASDAQ advanced by 1%. Bank shares led the gains, with J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, and Goldman Sachs all climbing by more than 2%. And earnings are projected to grow by 24% for financials, just in case you've got some extra cash. In a tweet, Trump said, quote, "Never said when an attack on Syria would take place. Could be very soon or not so soon at all. In any event, the United States, under my administration, has done a great job of ridding the region of ISIS. Where is our thank you, America?" End quote. Crude and gold futures retreated following Trump's tweet. The major indexes briefly paired gains around noon after CNBC reported that the U.S. is considering attacking 8 possible targets in Syria, but that was put to rest on Twitter. So did you ever imagine that not only foreign policy, but also the markets could be controlled by Twitter? At the close today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up more than 1%, closed at 24,483. NASDAQ was up by just 1% at 7,140. S&P 500, that was up 0.8% in change and closed at 26,63. When we come back, we're going to revisit a conversation we had with one of the people that hopes to be the Democratic candidate to take on David Young in November. We're going to hear from Eddie Morrow coming up next on the Business News Hour.